The Visible Show.
Makeup. Oh, what kind of an amateur place is this? What evs? Okay, praise Bob! We can just stand here going, praise Bob, all night long, couldn't we? Well, no, and actually that would get old. I understand there's going to be some great bands here. I know one of them is great. Amoeba Knievel. Oh, man. Get ready for that. God, that video is really... You could get an epileptic fit just from the flickering and stuff that's going on there. Maybe that'll happen. That would be great. Well, friends, as you can see by the fact that I don't have any notes here, I just decided to bullshit my way through this particular sermon. Praise Bob. That's the best kind. There are probably some folks here, some beloved pew packers that don't, they're going, what the hell happened? I come to this bar every week and it's all full of these weirdos, but they're all different kinds of weirdos. Well, I'm not going to explain it to you. You're just going to have to pick it up from context. And then the rest of you, those of you all already in the church of subgenius, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry that the aliens haven't come and rescued us and taken us off the planet and given us our own giant flying saucers to destroy the world that we paid our $35 for yet. But I'm sure that'll happen, and the reason I'm sure is not because of any scientific facts or any, you know, nothing, none of that egghead stuff. It's faith! Faith! It's not a faith-based religion, but a face-based religion. That face... Well, wait, where'd it go? Well, anyway, that guy with the pot. That's all this is about. I could go on and on into infinite detail, and we have several books and giant 50,000-page websites that go on and on, like any religion does, with all the dogma and the rules and the made-up history of the universe and all that kind of stuff. And ours is better than anybody else. But not because we're smarter. No. We didn't call it Church of the Genius, right? Did anybody notice that? Not Church of the Genius, Church of the Sub-Genius. Well, that means... We're not trying to say we're extra smart. And obviously, we're not extra good looking. That's one reason we have all this video distractions in the background. And we're not rich. But we have one thing that nobody else has. We've got Bob! Bob in our hearts! And, oh, now that there's some of the newcomers here going... Okay, right, well, this cartoon face guy with the pipe, okay, that was funny in 1980 for some reason. Well, that's just the very tiniest beginning of it, although it's also the end of it, beginning and end. It's all Bob. That's all we care about. Anything I say from now on is besides the point, besides the worship of that stupid clip art face. That's what this is all about. But we could also say that the subgenius, actually everybody must have slack, but the subgenius knows the subgenius must have slack. In fact, you'd have to have some slack to begin with in order to be a subgenius by definition. And what's that slack stuff, Reverend Stein? You're not really asking me. Because I can't tell you, and you know that perfectly well. Not even J.R. Bob Dobbs can tell you what your slack is. Your slack is your personal perversion, or your personal hobby, or thing, or tweak, or twist, or the thing that makes you you. It may be horrifying and disgusting to everybody you work with, and they're too polite to tell you, and that's probably the case, no offense, but who cares? That's the important point. Well, there is somebody who cares, and they're trying to take your slack away, and that's the conspiracy. The conspiracy. Well, we could go, oh, I don't know what he means by the conspiracy. Oh, Bobo, the president, he's the conspiracy. No, I know what he means. It's those right-wing Christians. They're the conspiracy. No, friends, the conspiracy is every nice, ordinary, normal person walking down the street. And I'm sorry to say, it might even include you and me. Isn't that terrible? But the conspiracy is the thing that makes weirdos feel weird to be weird. The conspiracy is the, it's just the force of normality. But we could go on and on about who killed Kennedy and where they hide the UFOs and who was born in the USA and who wasn't and so forth. But those are all minor conspiracies compared to the ones that affect every one of us personally in our daily lives, and that's the goddamn normal people. Yeah. Fuck those normal people. Fuck them. Why? Just because they're normal.
Yeah.
Every now and then I have this nightmare where I go, wait a minute. I'm not all that weird, actually. I'm a pretty average guy, despite my odd job preaching to sinners and leading sinners away from the devil in the middle of a damn bar on Saturday night, just because that's the way we happen to worship in our church, in bars on Saturday night, instead of having to get all dressed up in a little tight coat tie, go to Sunday school or whatnot, and look your best and tut, tut, tut on all the people who aren't the right kind of Baptist or the right kind of Methodist or the right kind of subgenius or whatever, the right kind of Muslim or Jewish conspirator taking over the whole world. And I used to be an angry young man. Now I am a slack-filled old fart. Praise goddamn Bob. Because of that, it's hard for me to be as angry as I used to be. Thankfully, there are still surviving people who continue to be born long after I was born. And they're facing all the horrible crap that I had to face. And we all pretty much, unless you were born rich, which is 1,000 times worse, most of us have to put up with the conspiracy most of the time. And what the Church of the Subgenius is here is basically we're a pep talk to keep you from killing yourself at least until the aliens come, which we know is going to happen this July 5th, 1998 at 7 a.m. Assuming that this year is, you know, that's the problem. The conspiracy is so powerful that we don't really know for sure what year this is. Can you prove this is planet Earth? I've got we have a book, it's out of print now, but it proves that this isn't planet Earth. That Earth was switched with Mars during using World War II as a distraction so nobody would notice. Because the conspiracy had used up the old Earth and turned it into a rusty, horrible mess. So they moved it out further out in the orbit and pulled that old Mars planet in. You know, whoa, this is close to the sun. It's all fairly nice for the next, 5-6 years before the weather gets really bad? I believe I've lived long enough to read that the very last white rhino capable of reproducing has died. Yeah. Next it'll be the mountain gorillas. And praise Bob, someday it'll be the human beings. But not the subgeniuses. Because don't we all like to tell ourselves that we're different from those assholes? Yes, we do. We're not even the same species as them. We're the descendants of the Yeti. Praise Bob. It's us versus them. Blah, blah, blah. And then there's talk radio and the internet. Which, you know, I hate to admit this, but my name is Reverend Ivan Stang, and I'm a news junkie. Yeah. I tried not to be, but I've gotten back into it. And the problem is now, when you read the news, and I only read it, friends, there's comments. Anybody in the world can comment on what they think. And apparently what 99% of the world is thinking is really fucked up shit. They are full of hate. I thought that I was a hateful young man. Well, now I'm finding out that the slackless pinks are more hateful than the most hateful subgenius could ever be. because they don't even know that they're hating. They think they're right. It seems like it's about 95%, well, they're self-righteous. It's about 5% righteousness and 95% self. What most people are saying when they get on the goddamn internet or the talk shows or whatever is, look at me, I'm really angry. That's all they care about you understanding is how mad they are, and you don't know who you're dealing with. That's the basic gist of the chimpanzee's emotional statement of the American public in general, now that they've gotten the power to be anonymous chicken shits on the internet and say whatever nasty crap they think is going to upset the next guy down the line. And I think that seems to be, you know, that there's some show I've never seen called Orange is the New Black. Well, the phrase entered my head, anger is the new slack for the pinks. That's their idea of slack.
Yeah.
Our idea of slack, we're angry and we want to get over it. We don't want to continue to be angry. We want to get to do whatever we wanted to do, which in some cases might be sitting around watching TV, smoking joints and drinking beer and jacking off, and in other cases might be creating a cure for cancer. Praise Bob for either one. They're all good as long as it's not something that you're making yourself do because you didn't, because they said you had to. Well, I could get preacher and preacher and preacher about that kind of thing. All I know is that I'm kind of horrified at what how the promise of the internet and mass media turned out. There was a time when we thought it was going to make everybody smarter. Wasn't there? I'm afraid we were wrong, man. It makes you dumber unless you're the kind of subgenius who can educate yourself. It's the place where you go to hear what you most wanted to be told. No matter what crazy, insane crap you want to hear, like, you are a different species. You're better than everybody else just because you like the guy with the pipe. You can find 1,000 other people think the same thing. If you think, oh, women are terrible, they never should have been allowed to learn how to read. You can find millions of guys and even a few women that think the same thing. That proves it. If you think Jesus rode dinosaurs, hey, I've got a movie trailer that shows that. No, it's Hitler riding a dinosaur. Keep your eye out for the new Iron Sky movie. It sounds like it's going to be great. Anyway, my point is, to put it simple, fuck them if they can't take a joke. That's the only goddamn rule that you can live by. The Church of Subgenius has lots of funny rules. Pull the wool over your own eyes and relax in the safety of your own delusions. That's a good one. Too much is always better than not enough. Good luck with that one, dude. Whatever, they sound good. But the one that really counts is truly, and again, I must ask you to pardon my terrible language, fuck them. Fuck them hard with a flying Philadelphia fuck if they can't take a goddamn joke. That philosophy can get you through life, whether you're a miserable, rich person who never, ever had to face the consequences of a decision, which frankly makes you worse than a moron, or if you were somebody who's had to struggle every inch of the way because of what, you know, whatever various things were holding you back. Either way, fuck them if they can't take a joke. And all I'm giving you is a pep talk because you all already knew that or you wouldn't be here in lovely Stone Tavern. Where I must actually recommend the Stone Master of Disguise on tap beer, which is 9.7% of false slack. It's true, alcohol is, let's face it, it's false slack. As G. Gordon Gordon said once, though, false slack is better than no slack at all. But, as the much younger Reverend Carter LeBlanc pointed out, false slack is no slack at all. So, Bob and your fellow subgeniuses want nothing more than for you all to get your version of slack. And if you get it from the bands that are coming up, that's great. But the important thing is to, when you get home, you're all by yourself. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. You'll find your slack. Praise Bob. And I don't know who's up next.
Mothcock.
Now, some bands would call themselves moth antennae, or moth wings, or more moth eyeball facets. But mothcock, okay. Is there such a thing? Obviously, there is. I'm making the stage available to them. Praise Bob.
Yeah.